Now, to a man who used to be in Canadian post-hardcore band Alexis on Fire, but there's been a real change of tune for musician Dallas Green. Recently, he was in Australia for a series of live shows, and he's now playing under the moniker City and Colour. No more thrashing guitars and screaming vocals. This is the new sound. It's a mix of acoustic, indie and folk. His audiences might have changed, but his passion certainly hasn't. He sold out all his shows in Australia, and he certainly has a solid following here. The latest album is called Little Fire. It's a fuller sound than previous projects, and in a moment we will play a special live recording off that album. But first, Dallas Green joined me in the RN Drive studios last week, and I started by asking him if he could give us a snapshot of where he was at musically while making Little Hell.
I guess I just wanted to do more of a full record, because my first record was just me and a guitar. And that was more because I didn't have the time to make it what I guess I probably wanted it to be. And then the second record, it was a little bit more developed. You know, I started adding in some drums here and there and some extra instruments and things like that. But with this record, I wrote a bunch of songs that I had all these ideas for rhythm parts and things like that. And I kind of just went for it. And I sort of felt like I was at the point that I didn't really care anymore what people wanted to hear, because I know there's a lot of people who just, they have a preconceived idea of what a City and Colour song should be, and that's me and an acoustic guitar and that's it. But I had all these ideas that I liked and I thought were great, and I didn't want those to sort of like fall by the wayside just because of that, what people expect it to be.
And is part of that because in the past you were a part of Alexis on Fire and they had a very different style, and so there was almost like a natural kind of poles in your work.
Yeah.
Do you feel now that you've left Alexis on Fire that it's more possible for City and Colour to represent everything that you do?
Absolutely, yeah. I think for the last 5 years, this sort of the mainstay quote is that there's these two sides of Dallas Green. You know, there's this loud, angry side in Alexis on Fire, and then there's this quiet, dulcet side. And I'm just like, that's not true. It's just, I'm a songwriter, and I like different styles of music. And for some reason, that's crazy to people. It's been crazy to people that I could write these quiet acoustic songs and be in a post-hardcore band or whatever, you know? It's like people, it blows their minds. But there's a lot of people who have diverse musical tastes, and I just happen to have diverse musical tastes and being a songwriter. So you come up with different ideas. And I think with this record too, is what I wanted to do is like throw that away. And it's just like, if there's going to be a song I write that is me and a guitar, it's going to be that. And if it's going to stand next to a song with a full band, well, that's going to be on there too, you know?
I can imagine this might be something that you tire about a little bit, but the breakup with Alexis on Fire is a significant moment in your musical development. How accurate were all the stories about it being a fairly unhappy breakup?
Well, I mean, yeah, that's true, because I was one guy of five who was deciding to leave the band, and the other guys obviously didn't want me to leave because they were still interested in making records like that. But my heart just wasn't in it anymore, you know? And I knew that when I would pick up my guitar and try to come up with ideas for Alexis songs, and what would happen is Little Hell. You know, those were the songs that were I was writing.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about the idea of me just going away and making a City and Colour record and then coming back. And I didn't want to do that because I felt like that was a tad selfish, you know, to say, okay, wait for me here and I'm going to go and do this. Because I said, what if I came back and I had a whole batch of new City and Colour songs and I wanted to make another record? And then I would tell you to wait again and wait until... I didn't want to be the guy who was just waiting or to making everybody wait for me. So yeah, the stories were... But we're all friends. Like, we still talk, and we're going to try and do some actual final shows, because we never really got to do that. Of course, it wasn't like completely amicable at first.
Okay, but the heat's come out of it now.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Excellent.
Then there's my father, he's always looking on the bright side, saying things like, son, life just ain't that hard. He is the grand optimist, I am the world's poor pessimist. You give him burdens sometimes, and he will escape unscarred.
On RN Drive, we're speaking with Dallas Green, City and Colour. And I wanted to ask you, Dallas, just a little bit about your own personal background. I mean, where do you come from? What made you the person that you are?
Well, I come from St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada, which is just right near the Niagara Falls. I started playing guitar when I was 8 years old. My mom and dad got me guitar lessons. You know, they were music lovers who never got to play an instrument when they were younger, and I think they threw me into guitar lessons to sort of live vicariously and see what would happen.
So it wasn't rebellion, it was more...
It was more like...
Being pushed into it.
Yeah, they were like, here, start going to take lessons. And I was like, come on, I just want to go outside. But I stuck with it, and somewhere along the way, I fell head over heels in love with music. I think it was probably around the first time I was able to listen to a song, one of my favorite songs, and figure it out on guitar and play along with it. Somewhere there, I made a connection, and then I started trying to write songs probably at the age of 14 or 15 and sang for someone, and they said that sounded pretty good, and I said, okay, and I sang for someone else, and they said, that sounds good, and I have pretty much been doing that for the last 16 years.
Really? And so it's basically been your only career, your only job?
I worked at the shopping mall and the Foot Locker. And
didn't have a vocation there?
No. Worked at the movie theater, worked at a skateboard shop, worked at a record store. I did all those jobs while trying to make my way into the music business, and finally did. And I haven't really looked back since.
You've obviously massive in Australia and really increased since last time you were here. Is it weird coming back and finding that your popularity has grown so much in the meantime?
Absolutely. Especially when you're growing in a country that's so far away from where you are. And I think the one thing that maybe is not surprising is that it's working in Australia, just because I personally feel some sort of kinship as a Canadian.
Well, I was going to ask you about that because I think there is a natural affinity between Australians and Canadians.
And you hear that a lot.
Yeah.
Canada and Australia are the two places where I would argue that I'm most popular, to use that word, you know. And from day one, even when we came over here with Alexis, the response seemed very like what we had in Canada. Just this like total loyalty from the kids here. If I could tell you what it is, I could make more money by writing a book about how to be successful in Australia. But I don't know what it is. The people here, I think, have always been interested in what I do, and I've always been interested to come here and show them what I'm doing.
You've obviously played in a huge variety of venues across the world, from the Royal Albert Hall in London. Is there a particular type of gig that you feel most suits your music, or where you feel most comfortable?
Well, it'd be hard-pressed not to say the Royal Albert Hall. I mean, you step out on that stage and start singing, and it's like you realize why that building has been there forever and why so many people have played and sang in there, because it's a remarkable... I didn't think I knew how big of a deal it was until I walked in the doors, you know?
Was that an intimidating sense, or do you have a sense that the building somehow brings something out of it?
Yeah, it was just like, I went up there and I just thought, like, this is one of those, you don't have to try, but it's just becomes an extension of your voice. And those are the places that I really like, because I feel like that's the kind of singer I am. I feel like I'm a natural singer. So when I can hear the room, that's when I'm most comfortable.
Well, Dallas Green, City and Colour, thanks so much for joining us on RN Drive today.
Thank you for having me.
Lovely guy, Dallas Green, and it is 20 minutes to the hour on RN Drive. Let's now hear a track from the album, Little Hell. This is a live recording of Dallas Green, City and Colour, singing his single, Fragile Bird, recorded for Triple J, with thanks to Triple J. with thanks again to Triple J. That was a live recording of Dallas Green, City in Colour, singing his single Fragile Bird. Coming up in a sec on RN Drive, we will talk illegal television with Kyra Kidman.